بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today, inshallah, we're in book one, lesson, what is this, 22, right? Lesson 22, alhamdulillah. This is our 34th session, and today, inshallah, we're going to try to do this entire lesson, 32, and we may have a chance to look at, lesson 22, and we may also have a chance to look at the just brief notes that are in lesson 23. That's related to this topic. This is the last topic in the book, and that is the categories of words that are al-mamnu' min as-sarf. And these categories are many, but we're going to look at what could be numbered as 8 categories. Some of them can be coupled together, in which case, depending on how we look at it, we might say that there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 categories. But if we separate the categories that are connected to one another, we make each one as a separate category, it will be 8 categories, and that's the way that they have presented it in the English key in the back of the book, as 8 categories. So these are the main categories of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, and we mean by words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, words that do not take tanween, and if they are majrur, they don't take kasra, with some exceptions. Before we look at those 8 categories, I just want to go back for a minute to some of the previous lessons. The last lesson we had was a review, an exam, and alhamdulillah, a few people wrote out the text from the last lesson, and that was very good. And some people did not write it. This is Hanif, yeah. But in any case, I wrote some notes on your papers, just a couple of things, maybe where something was left out, or something may have not been written properly or whatever. I just wrote some notes, just for your benefit. So hopefully, inshallah, you go back and look at what I wrote on it and take some benefit from that. So, in the last lesson, 21, that was a review. Before that, we had 2 lessons dealing with numbers. So if anybody has any questions about the numbers, then this is a good time before we go on to our final topic, mamnu' min as-sarf. If you have any questions about numbers, keep in mind that the rules for the numbers are, number one, the number and the thing numbered. The adad and the ma'dud are opposite one another in terms of gender, masculinity and femininity. Being masculine or feminine. So if the number is masculine, the thing being numbered is going to be feminine. Okay? And the opposite. That's the first rule. The second rule is that, and we mean by the opposite, I should say, that we mean that if the thing being numbered is masculine, like kitab, right, then the number should be a feminine number, meaning a number that has tarmabuto on the end of it, like falathatu, or arba'atu, with tarmabuto on the end of it, or khamsatu, like this. Okay, and if the thing being numbered is feminine, like sayyara, then the number should not have tarmabuto on the end of it. So it should be falathu, or arba'u, or khamsu, without tarmabuto. Okay, that's what we mean by the number and the numbered, the adad and the ma'adud being opposite, masculine and feminine. The second thing is that the ma'adud is connected to the adad in idafa. That is, the number is mudafun and the thing being numbered is mudafun ilayhi. And the mudafun ilayhi is always majroor. So we find that the thing being numbered is always going to be majroor. And it's also going to be a plural form of the word. So if we say 3 books, then we're going to use the plural form of the word books, that is kutub. If it was rajul, then we're going to use the plural form of rajul, and we say rijal. So the numbered, the thing being counted, the ma'adud, should be in a plural form, and it should be majroor. What else? Mudaf ilay. Now, the thing being numbered, the ma'adud, is always mudaf ilay, Therefore, it's always majrur, and it's also plural. Plural. Oh yeah, the other thing is that if you're counting something and you're only numbering it as one or two, then the number is going to come after the thing being numbered. It's going to come after it, and it's going to be considered as a naat, an adjective. So you say kitabun wahidun, or sayyaratun wahidatun. Okay, so naat means that it has to agree with the thing that's being numbered in number, in gender, in case ending, in indefinite or indefiniteness. Okay, and same thing with two, you say kitabani ithnani, or you say sayyaratani ithnatani. Okay, so with the numbers 1 and 2, the number is coming after, the adad is coming after the ma'adud, and it is coming as a naat, as an adjective to describe it, which means it has to agree with it in these four areas. But if the numbers are from 3 to 10, then the number is going to come first as the mudalfun, and the ma'adud, the thing being counted, is going to come second as mudalfun ilay. Going to be majrur, and it's going to be jam, plural. So that's what we talked about in reference to the numbers in lesson 19 and lesson 20. And as I said before, 21 was a review test lesson, and now we go on to 22. Okay, any questions about the numbers? Any questions about the numbers? Yeah, Jamil, you have a question about the numbers? No? Okay. Not today, huh? Alright, let's look at the key. English key in the back of the book on page 56. Page 56. Okay, at the top of the page it says lesson 22. We have learnt several groups of nouns and adjectives which do not have tanween. Most nouns and adjectives have tanween. Tanween is omitted in the following cases. Three cases are mentioned here. Okay, what we're saying here is that most nouns and adjectives are written with tanween. Most of them. Except these eight categories that we're going to study in this lesson, or that we're going to review in this lesson, because we already saw them in previous earlier lessons scattered throughout the book. Most adjectives and nouns take tanween. But there are some cases, in certain cases, they don't take tanween. Okay? So there are three examples that are given here. Number one, when the noun or adjective has alif lam. If a noun or an adjective, alaykum salam, if a noun or an adjective that has tanween, like kitabun, or babun, or qalamun, or baytun, if those nouns which have tanween have to be made definite, and you put alif lam on it, then the tanween obviously has to be removed. Now this is a word, these are nouns or adjectives that can take tanween. But if you put alif lam on that word, then the tanween has to remove. Because you can't have alif lam and tanween on one word, right? So what we're saying here is that words which normally take tanween, if they have alif lam, the tanween has to be removed. The second case is when that noun or adjective is mudaf. And when it's in an idafa construction, and it is the first part of the idafa construction. Like, again, kitabun. If you put it in the Gulf and you say, the book of Bilal, Kitabu Bilalin, then in this case, because Kitabun is Mudalfun, and Mudalf never takes Alif Lam or Tanween, the Tanween has to be removed. So this is the second case in which a word that normally takes Tanween would be denied the Tanween. This time because of what? Because it is Mudalfun. And the Mudalf never takes Alif Lam or Tanween. So the tanween will have to be removed. The third case is when it is preceded by ya, ya and nida, the vocative ya. For example, ustadhun is a noun that takes tanween, but if you use ya and nida, then you say ya ustadhu. The tanween has to be removed. So these are three cases in which nouns which normally take tanween would be denied the tanween. In the first case, it's because it has alif lam. And the second case, because it is the mudaf. And in the third case, because it is following ya and nida. So in these cases, these three cases, nouns which normally take tanween would be denied the tanween. Now these are all cases of words that can take tanween, but because of the ya and nida, or because of the idafa, or because of the alif lam, definite article, tanween is removed. After mentioning that, to go to our eight categories. These eight categories of nouns and or adjectives are categories of words which never take tanween, which cannot take tanween under any circumstance. It has nothing to do with alif lam or idafa or ya and nida. These words do not take tanween. These words do not take tanween. And we have eight categories. The first two categories, well, let's see what they say here. There are certain nouns and adjectives which never have tanween. They are called diptotes. In Arabic, they are called al-mamnu'u min as-sarfi. Al-mamnu'u min as-sarf. We have learnt in this book, yani previously, in previous lessons, the following groups of nouns and adjectives which are diptotes, which are mamnu'u min as-sarf. The first group is feminine proper nouns. Feminine proper nouns like Aminatu and Zainabu. Feminine proper nouns, whether they have termabuta or not, feminine proper nouns, names of females, do not take tanween. And he gave us two examples here. One of them has termabuta and the other one does not. And that makes us to know what? The feminine proper nouns, if they have termabuta, and even if they don't have termabuta, they don't take tanween. Because why? Because they're feminine proper nouns. Okay? They're not common nouns. They're proper nouns. Meaning it's the name of a person. A person's name. The second category is related to the first category. That is masculine proper nouns ending in ta marbuta. Like Hamzatu and Usamatu. Like Hamzatu and Usamatu. These are masculine proper nouns. But because they end in ta marbuta, they are connected to the first category. They are connected to the first category. That is feminine proper nouns. The first category is feminine proper nouns. They are feminine nouns that females are named with. The second category here are actually feminine nouns that males are named with. So we call them masculine proper nouns because they are names of men. But actually they are feminine nouns though. They are actually feminine nouns. Meaning, the termabuta is the sign of femininity. Okay? So these two categories are connected to each other. The first category, it doesn't matter if it has termabuta or not. Because women are named with these nouns, these proper nouns belong to women. Because of that, they don't take tanween. The second group is because these names end with termabuta, even though they are the names of men. But they end with termabuta. So they are coupled with the first group. Okay, so these are two categories, feminine proper nouns and masculine proper nouns. Feminine proper nouns overall, in general, and masculine proper nouns that end with termabuta, they do not take tanween. Other masculine proper nouns take tanween. That's the rule that we had in lesson 4 or 5, somewhere back there. The rule was what? That feminine proper nouns do not take tanween, masculine proper nouns do take tanween. But masculine proper nouns that end with termabuta are an exception. They do not take tanween. So these are two categories. The third category and the fourth category are also connected to each other. The third category is masculine proper nouns ending with an. Yani, meaning that they end with fatta, alif, noon. Like Uthmanu or Ramadanu. Okay, what do they have in common? They end, the word ends with fatta, alif, noon. So masculine proper nouns that have this ending are mamnu' min as-sarf. Masculine proper nouns. So if you see a feminine proper noun that has this ending, it's not applicable to it. If you see a masculine proper noun that doesn't have this ending, then it's not applicable. It's only if it has this ending. If it's a proper noun, a masculine proper noun, and it ends, it's sealed with, it's closed with this ending, an, fatha, alif, noon, then it's mamnoom and a surf. And similar to it are adjectives that are on the pattern of fa'alan. Fa'alan. Adjectives that are on the pattern of fa'alan. Now these adjectives, how are they connected to the previous group? Because they also have the same ending. Fatha, alif, noon. They have the same ending. But we don't, but they are a separate category because what? Because these are adjectives. And the previous category are masculine proper nouns. So masculine proper nouns that end with ana, anu, then these are mamnoom and asarf. And adjectives that have this ending are also mamnoom and asarf. But with the adjectives, the pattern is complete. It's not just the ending, but the whole pattern is fa'alan, meaning that the first letter of its root has fatha, and the second letter of its root has fatha, and the third letter of its root has the ending, ana, fatha alif noon. Okay, so for example, we have, I'm sorry, not fatha, sukoon on the second letter. For example, we have kaslanu, and we have malanu. So it has the ending as the previous group, has the ending of an, yani fatha alif noon, but it also has the beginning of it has fatha sukoon. Naam, I'm sorry, the second letter has sukoon. Okay, first letter has fatha, second letter has sukoon, and then it has the same ending as the previous category. So we have kaslan, we have jawan, we have atshan, we have ta'ban, and so on. And we have mal'an. All of these are adjectives. Adjectives, descriptions of things that have the pattern of fa'lan, fa'lan. So these are two more categories, masculine proper nouns that end with an, and adjectives on the pattern of fa'lan. After this, we have two more groups, two more categories that are also connected, that is masculine proper nouns on the pattern of af'alu, af'alu, like ahmadu and anwaru. Okay, this pattern, masculine proper nouns that come under this pattern, they are mamnu min as-sarf. And likewise, adjectives that have this pattern, like aswadu and ahmaru and abiyadu and azraku and asmaru and so on, adjectives that are on this pattern are also mamnu min as-sarf. So here we have two more categories that they both share the pattern of af'alu. But one category is a category of masculine proper nouns on this pattern, and the other category is a group of adjectives that have that share this pattern. So these are two more categories, and they're associated with each other. What they have in common is that they are both on the wazn of af'alu, proper nouns and adjectives, masculine proper nouns and adjectives on the pattern of af'alu. So these are six categories, and the seventh category are non-Arabic proper nouns. Non-Arabic proper nouns. Could be the name of a person, could be the name of a place, a city, or whatever, a country. Non-Arabic proper nouns are also mamnu min as-sarf. So you have Williamu, name of a person. Londonu, name of a city. Pakistanu, name of a country. So all non-Arabic proper nouns are mamnu min as-sarf. And we will add to this a note, as when we took this category of nouns that are of non-Arabic proper nouns and mamnoom and asarf, we also said that there is an exception to this. Non-Arabic proper nouns are mamnoom and asarf in general, fine. Huh? Non-Arabic proper nouns are mamnoom and asarf in general, but there is an exception to it. And that exception is masculine proper nouns that are triliteral. Triliteral, three letters. And the middle letter has sukoon. So if there's a foreign proper noun, that's a masculine proper noun, but it's a foreign name, it only has three letters, and the middle letter has sukoon, then it's not mamnu min as-sarf. That's an exception. Okay, so in general, foreign proper nouns are mamnu min as-sarf. Unless it's a masculine foreign proper noun that only has three letters, like the name the name of the Prophet Nuh. The name of Prophet Nuh is a fine proper noun. But it's a masculine noun that only has three letters. Noon, Waw, and Ha. And the middle letter has Sukun. Therefore, it's not Mamnoon al Sarf. Huh? It takes Tanween. Naam, it takes Tanween. Alright, so we're saying this seventh category of fine proper nouns or Mamnoon al Sarf has an exception. That exception, if it's a fine proper noun that's a masculine name, and it only has three letters, and the middle letter has sukun, it's an exception to this category. Okay, even though it's a fine proper noun, it's not mamnu min as-sarf. Okay, that's an exception. Otherwise, in general, fine proper nouns are mamnu min as-sarf. Huh? Lut, naam, lut. It's a fine proper noun, but it's a masculine proper noun that only has three letters. Lam, waw, fa. And the middle letter has sukun. So it's an exception. Alright? So that's the seventh category. And the eighth category are the following patterns of broken plurals. Remember, somewhere back there, when we took broken plurals around lesson 13 or something like that, and we had a lot of patterns, right? We had about eight patterns. And maybe we had one or two more after that in the future lessons. And from those patterns, we said four of them are broken plural patterns that are mamnu min as-sarf. Otherwise, broken plural patterns are not mamnu min as-sarf. Only these are exceptions, these four. Okay, so these exceptions, they are broken plural patterns that are mamnu min as-sarf. And the first of them is af'ila'u. Af'ila'u. Yani the root of it is fa'ala. So there's a hamza added to the beginning with fatha. And then the fa of the letter takes sukun, and the ayn of the letter takes kasra, and the lam of the letter takes fatha, elongated by alif, followed by an extra hamza at the end of the word that's written on the line. It doesn't have a seat. Af'ila'u. For example, the plural of qawiyun is aqwiya'u. And the plural of ghaniyun is aghniya'u. And the plural of sadiqun is asdiqa'u. So all of these, asdiqa'u, aghniya'u, aqwiya'u, are all on the pattern of af'ila'u. And this pattern is a broken plural pattern that's mamnu' min as-sarf. So they don't take tanween. The second broken plural pattern that is from those which are mamnu' min as-sarf is fu'ala'u. Fu'ala'u. The fa takes dhamma. Fa means the first letter of the root, ayn means the second letter of the root, lam means the third letter of the root of the word. So the fa takes dhamma, the ayn takes fatha, and the lam, the third letter of the root, takes fatha, alif, followed by hamza. Hamza that's written on the line without a seat. So this pattern, fu'ala'u, is mamnu' min as-sarf, and from examples of it is the plural of wazir, Wuzara'u, the plural of Zamil, Zumala'u, the plural of Faqir, Fuqara'u. All of these broken plurals, yani on the pattern of Fu'ala, and this is a pattern that is Mamnu' min as-sarf. So Fuqara'u should never take Tanween, Zumala'u should never take Tanween, and Wuzara'u should never take Tanween. The third broken plural pattern that's mamnu' min as-sarf is mafa'ilu. Mafa'ilu. The first letter is an extra letter from the pattern. The pattern is fa'ala. The first letter of the root of the word is fa. The second letter is represented by ayn, and the third letter is represented by lam. And the meme is an extra letter. An extra letter that it could be a meme in that broken plural pattern, or it could be that the original root word has four letters. If a root word originally in the singular has four letters, then that extra fourth letter, the first one of the four letters, is represented here by a meme, even though it won't be a meme in the actual word. Like funduk, for example, fa, noon, dal, qaf, has four letters in the singular root of the word, funduk. So, because it has four letters, it comes under this pattern. Okay, the meme represents the first letter. The meme is going to represent the first letter, and then the fa is going to represent the second letter, the ayn is going to represent the third letter, and the lam the fourth letter. But some of these words, broken plural pattern on the wezen of mafail, it only has three letters in the original root, so we're going to add a mean to the original root. We're going to add a mean, like sajada, right? Sajada has three letters. So from sajada is the word masjid. So in the mean is really added. It's not from the original root of the word. That mean is added. So in the plural you see masajid. Alaykum salam. In the plural you'll see masajid. And the same thing with kataba. The root of it is kaftaba. So maktab, that meme is an added letter. So in the plural we see that meme there in makatib, on the wazn of mafail. So here they give three examples: masajid, fanadiq, and makatib. As far as masajid, we see the meme of the pattern mafail. We see the meme there, masajid. And likewise in makatib, we see the meme there. But in fanadiq, we don't see the meme. Because fanadiq in its root originally, funduq, it has four letters. Originally. So we don't need to add a meme to it. We just use the four letters and we put them on the pattern of the first letter taken fatha, the second letter taken fatha, alif, the third letter taken kasra, and so on. So we have mafail, and in this case we have makatib from maktab, and masajid from masjid, and fanadiq from funduq. You have a question?
No, I was saying, so the words in the dictionary.
When you look up words in a dictionary, you have to look up the root. You have to look up the root. So for example, if we were looking up masjid, we have to figure out, there's four letters, right? So we have to figure out what are the three letters of its root. We have to figure them out. So we look for the letters of increase. There are 10 letters of increase that are added to words to make new words. We have to try to figure out which letter is the letter of increase. And get rid of it, and then we'll have the root. So we will know that meme is one of the common letters of increase. So that's our first pick. There probably is the meme. What's left is seen, jim, and del from masjid, right? So you look up seen, jim, del, and you find under that root, you find a lot of words from amongst them. You find the word masjid. You find sajda. You find sujood. You find all kind of words that come under that root, with letters added to them. In sujood, right, you have a waw added to the original root, sujood. And in sajda, you have a tarmabuta added. And in masjid, you have a meme added. So there are letters that are added to the root of seen, jim, del. So you look up the root, all the words that come from it will come under there. First the verbs, and then the nouns. So, this is the third type of broken plural pattern that's mamnu' min as-sarf. And the fourth one is like the previous one, mafail, except that it has two long vowels, mafail. Mafa'ilu. So it has two long vowels. Mim with fatha, fa with fatha, alif, ayn with kasra, and ya elongating it. And then the last letter being lam without tanween, because it's mamnu' min as-sarf. So from examples of this, we have, for mafa'il, we have manadilu, and mafatihu, and fanajinu. As far as manadil, we see clearly the meme from the pattern of mafail. And then likewise, we see it in mafatih. We see the meme there. Mafatih is the plural of what? Miftah. And manadil is the plural of mindil. Since those words already had a meme added to them in their singular form, mindil and miftah, even though the meme is not originally from the root of miftah is what? Is what? Fataha. So miftah, the meme is added, and the alif also after the ta is added. So it's two letters added. If you give it the meme from miftah, and you give it the alif, the long vowel in it, then you have fa, ta, and ha. That's the root. So if you look it up in the dictionary, you look up fataha. And under fataha, you find a lot of words. From amongst those words, you find a miftah. So since that meme is already added to that word and it's singular, so we see the meme in the plural, mafati. We see the meme there, because even in its singular form, there's already been a meme added. But there are some words which don't have a meme in the singular, but they have four letters, therefore they will still come under this pattern like finjan. Finjan. The plural of it is fanajin. So again, the point that we're saying is that the mafa'il and mafa'il, both of these broken plural patterns, have a meme added to the root of the word. Both of them have a meme added to the root of the word. It's not always going to be seen as a meme in that plural. It's not always going to be seen as a meme. It will commonly be seen as a meme, but not all the time. So in some cases we have, for example, masajid and makatib, you see the meme. But in fanadiq, we don't see a meme there. And likewise, manadil and mafatih, you see a meme there. But in fanajin, you don't see a meme. So even though in the pattern there's a meme there, that meme just means the extra letter that's added to the basic pattern of fa, ayn, lam. Basic pattern of all words, nouns and verbs, is fa, ayn, lam. But here we have an extra letter in the pattern that's represented by a meme. And that meme may actually be a real meme in the plural, like a masajid or manadil, or it might not be a meme. It may just be an extra letter, like fanadiq and fanajin. We don't see a meme there. Alright, so in any case, these are broken plural patterns that we had in lesson 13, and in most of them we had in lesson 18, afa'ila'u and fu'ala'u we had in lesson 13, I think, and mafa'il and mafa'il we had sometime thereafter. So, all of these broken plural patterns constitute the eighth category of nouns or adjectives that are mamnu' min as-sarf. This constitutes the eighth category. So there are four broken plural patterns that come into the eighth category. All of these are mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, let's review quickly. The broken plural, the categories of, I'm sorry, not broken plural, the categories of words, nouns or adjectives that are mamnu' min as-sarf. Somebody give me one of them. Now, feminine proper nouns. Now, feminine proper nouns like Amina, Khadija, Aisha, Zainab, Maryam, and so on. Now, okay, help them a little bit with that. Masculine proper nouns that what? That end with ta marbuta. Masculine proper nouns that end with ta marbuta. Like for example, Usama, Muawiyah. Talhatu. Hamzatu. Naam, like this, alright? So this is the second category. These two are related to each other in what? That both of them are originally feminine words, feminine nouns. But one are feminine nouns that are used to name females. And the other one is a feminine noun that's used to name males. Okay? But in the first case, feminine proper nouns, all of them, if they have tarmabuta or not, they are mamnu' min as-sarf. In the second case, masculine proper nouns are only mamnu' min as-sarf if they end with tarmabuta. That's a condition. It has to end with tarmabuta. For the feminine proper nouns, it doesn't matter if it has tarmabuta or not. Okay, another group, another category of nouns or adjectives that are mamnu' min as-sarf. Nam and Noon, Aleph and Noon. Masculine proper nouns that end with Aleph and Noon. Aleph and Noon. That they are sealed, they close with Aleph Noon. Like for example, Uthman. Nam. Sufyan. Ramadan. Nam. Affan. Uthman ibn Affan. Now, and like this, okay? Salman. And there are many. For this category? Yeah, it's called Al-Alam Al-Maktum Bi-Alif Lam. Al-Alam means the proper noun. Al-Maktum, that is closed with, it ends with Alif. And I'm sorry, Alif and Noon. Alif and Noon. Khutiman bi Alif wa Noon. Maktoum bi Alif wa Noon. Okay, these are masculine proper nouns that end with Alif and Noon. Next category. Now. Adjective. نعم adjectives على وزن فعلان يعني adjectives that end with alif noon but also the rest of the pattern is mandatory for adjectives that it has to be with fatha in the first letter sukoon in the second letter and then the ending of alif noon so the pattern is what فعلان فعلان like for example كسلان عطشان جوعان ملآن شعبان ها غضبان نعم like this okay نعم so these are two more categories both of them ending with alif and noon the first one is masculine proper nouns that end with alif noon second one are adjectives in general that are on the pattern of فعلان that's four fifth category proper nouns على وزن أفعل proper nouns على وزن أفعل like أحمد أنور أكبر that could come as a proper noun it can come as an adjective نعم there are some more examples maybe we can't think of them right now Huh? There are some others, but in any case, we'll think of some. Okay, so that's a fifth category. Sixth category that's connected to it is what? Adjectives that are on the same wazn, af'alu. Adjectives on the same wazn, af'alu. Like the colors specifically. Huh? Give me some colors. Ahmaru, azraqu, abiyadu. Aswadu and so on. Aswad, Asmar, Akhdar and so on. Okay, so these are two more categories. Both of them are connected to the wazn af'alu. Masculine proper nouns, ala wazn af'alu, and adjectives, ala wazn af'alu. Seventh category. Foreign proper nouns. All foreign proper nouns. Proper nouns, names of places, cities, or people. That are not from originally from Arabic language, non-Arabic proper nouns, like Londonu, huh? Ibrahim, naam, Ismail, Yaqub, Yusuf, naam, and other places, names of places, Pakistan, Paris, and so on. All of these are foreign proper nouns. Huh? I'm sorry, can you? Adam? Seems like Adam is also Naam. Naam. Adamu. Naam. Naam. So, what is the exception though to the foreign proper nouns that are mamnu' min as-sarf? There's an exception. Huh? Three letter? That has sukun in the middle letter and that are masculine. Any masculine proper nouns, foreign masculine proper nouns, I mean, we'll say foreign proper nouns are mamnu' min as-sarf unless they are masculine, and they are three triliteral, three letters, and the middle letter has sukun. Then they are exception, they do take tanween. And the last category is the big category that includes four subgroups, and that is broken plurals, jam taksir, broken plurals that are in the wazn of What? Fu'ala'u, af'ila'u, mafa'ilu, and mafa'ilu. Okay, so this is...
Hi, bismillah, wa salatu salam, rasulillah. Naam, alhamdulillah. This lesson, it contains a lot of information, there are a lot of categories. It does require... some focus and concentration and memorization. These categories need to be memorized. All of them we covered previously in previous lessons from the beginning of the book to the end. We took them at some point and you know, we may have forgotten some of them. Hopefully we remembered some of them and whatever we have forgotten, hopefully inshallah we'll review them. And we'll have at least 2 weeks to complete this topic because this lesson 22 and lesson 23 both dealing with the same topic. And there's really no major matter in the next chapter, but really it's pretty much just further practice with a minor point mentioned. So hopefully during this coming week, inshallah, you'll have a chance to master this lesson, very important lesson of nouns and adjectives that are mamnoon and sarf. Okay, let's look at the vocabulary quickly. After looking at these eight categories, on page 57, the next page, it says, note that at-tibba'u is originally at-bi-ba'u on the pattern of af'ila'u. But because of the assimilation of the two ba's, the form has been slightly changed. Now, I'm sorry that we don't have the board. We are not able to use the board, but at-tibba'u is originally from the root, which is what? Tabib, right? Tib. Tabib. And we know that at-tibba, its singular is tabib, right? So we see in the root of this word tabib, we see that it has the letter ta, and it has ba, and it has ba. The ya is the letter of increase. So its original is ta, ba, and ba. And you will see this in other words, that in the original root has a repeated letter, back to back. Okay, normally when you have a letter that's repeated back to back, if the first one has a sukoon, then it's going to be written with shadda. You're going to write it one time, right? And that's the way we see it written in the plural of tabib. In the singular of tabib, tabib, the first ba is separated by a letter. So it's not back to back. So you can't write it with shadda. They have to be back to back. And the first one has to have a sukoon. In the plural, the original plural should be Hamza, Aleph with Hamza, Ta, Ba, and another Ba should be like this, with a Hamza, from the pattern of Af'ila. Af'ila'u. On the pattern of Af'ila'u should be Up. The first Hamza in the beginning, the ta of tabib should take sukoon. The first ba should take kasra. The second ba should take fatha alif, and then the hamza written on the line. So it should be at-bi-ba'u. But what they have done is they have transferred the sukoon from the ta. They have transferred the sukoon from the ta. At-bi-ba'u, and they put it on the ba. And they transferred the kasra from the first ba and put it forward to the ta. They switched the sukoon of the ta to the following letter, and the kasra of the ba to the preceding letter. And in that case, by them making a sukoon on this ba here, the first ba, and it's followed by another ba, so then you do what? It allows you to make shadda. It allows you to make a shadda. Because if you have two ba's or two letters back to back, and the first one has sukoon, then you write it with shadda. So they just switched the vowels. They took the sukoon from the ta and put it on the ba, and the kasra of the ba, they put it on the ta. They just switched the vowels, that's all. And in that case, they were able to write the ba together as with a shadda, and instead of it being at-bi-ba'u, it became at-tib-ba'u. Okay, this is something that is related to the science of sarf. In Arabic language, the science of sarf deals with the composition of words, how you compose words from letters. But we haven't been dealing with that. What we have been dealing with is nahu, which deals with the composition of sentences from words, how you make sentences from words. Sarf deals with how you make words from letters. And this derivation of this word at-tibba is related to sarf, and we haven't dealt with this at all. So I'm only mentioning it because they made a note here of it. So I'm just saying that you will sometimes see the pattern of a word being altered slightly, being modified slightly, for one reason or another. And this is how it actually happened. It might be a little bit complicated, so don't worry yourself over it. It's not necessary. It's not something that we're studying at this level. So you don't really have to understand this. But what you do have to do is you have to remember that the plural of tabib, even though it's on the wazn of af'ila, it's not going to be atbiba'u. It's not going to be atbiba'u. It's going to be what? Atibba'u. That's all you have to really remember. As far as its derivation, how it came about, inshallah, when we study sarf in the future, we'll look at it in detail at that point. Now, nahu is the study of how to compose sentences from individual words. How you make sentences, how you take individual words and put them together properly, according to the rules of grammar, according to the rules of nahu. Noon, ha, wow. Nahu. And sarf is the study of how you compose words from individual letters. How you take letters and make words from them. That's a different study all by itself. Alright, let's look at the vocabulary quickly. On the end of the key here, page 57, we have the name of the city in Al-Iraq called Baghdad. We have what should be Jeddah. Sometimes they say Jeddah, and some people say Jeddah, but the more proper, most and correct way of pronouncing this word is Jeddah. Jeddah, city in Saudi Arabia. We have Finjanun, which is a tea cup, and a cup with a little round handle on it. And its plural is Fanajinu, which is one of the broken plural patterns that we had, which is what? Mafa'ilu. Then we have Daqiqatun, which means a minute in time. Daqiqatun. And its plural is Daqa'iqu. Daqa'iqu, which is also a broken plural pattern on the wazn of Mafa'ilu. And then we have Manadilu, which means a handkerchief. Manadil, it's the plural of Mindilun. It's the plural of Mindilun. And then we have Mafatihu, which is a broken plural pattern on the wazn of Mafa'ilu, and it's the plural of Miftahun, which means a key. And then we have the final word in this column, Qalat, she said, and across from it, directly across from it, Qala, he said. From the top of the second column, we have Ahmaru, red, Azraku, blue, Akhdaru, green, Aswadu, black, Asfaru, yellow, Abyadu, white, and all of these are colors. They are adjectives on the wazn of Af'alu, Mamnu, Man As-Sarf. Tayyip, any question? Any question about the vocabulary or these points? Alright, let's look at the Arabic text, Arabic section of the book on page 117. Ad-Darsu Al-Thani Wal-Ishruna. Ad-Darsu Al-Thani Wal-Ishruna. The 22nd lesson on page 117. As we read this lesson, this text here, I want you to pay careful attention to words that come under the categories of Mamnu Min As-Sarf. Any words that we see that come under the category of Mamnu Min As-Sarf. In addition to, of course, paying attention to other grammatical points or previous vocabulary words that we may have had from other lessons, the most important thing is to comprehend the meaning, to be able to read it properly, and in this particular case, trying to identify words that are Mamnu Min As-Sarf in this lesson from the different categories. Okay? So let's read and you will translate. حامد طبيب زوجته مدرسة نعم حامد is a doctor وزوجته مدرسة and his wife is a teacher اسمها آمنة her name is آمنة Amina. Pay attention to the difference between the name Amina and Amina. These are two different names. Amina is one name, Amina is another name. From the same root, but they are not the same. They are two different names. Amina, wa alaykum salam, and Amina. طيب اسمها آمنة حامد له أربعة أبناء حامد له أربعة أبناء meaning حامد has four sons. Notice أربعة أبناء is مضاف مضاف إليه, right? عدد and معدود. The معدود is مجرور and it's plural, جمع. طيب حامد has four sons. هم حمزة وعثمان وأحمد وإبراهيم. Meaning? They are Hamza and Uthman, Ahmed and Ibrahim. And all of these names are Mamnoom and Asarf, though maybe for different reasons. Hamza too is Mamnoom and Asarf because of what? Masculine proper noun ending with Tarmabuta. Uthmanu is Mamnoom and Asarf because of what? Masculine proper noun ending with Makhtum with Alif and Noon. Ahmadu is Mamnoom and Asarf because of what? Ala, masculine proper noun, Ala wasn't Afalu, and Ibrahimu is Mamnoom and Asarf because of foreign proper nouns. MashaAllah. Okay? He has four sons, whom? Hamzatu wa Uthmanu wa Ahmadu wa Ibrahimu. Ahmadu wa Hamzatu Taliban. Naam. Ahmed and Hamza are students, two students. Ahmadu talibun mujtahidun wa hamzatu talibun kaslanu. Ahmad is a hard working student, a diligent student. Hamza is a lazy student. Kaslanu without tanween, mamnoom and asarf. Why? Ala wazn? Is the adjective ala wazn fa'alan? Naam, ala wazn fa'alan. Kaslan. Qala Yusufu, indi khamsatu aqlam. Khamsatu aqlamin. Naam. Yusuf said, I have five pence. Khamsatu aqlamin. Mudaf, mudafun ilay. Adad and ma'adud. Mudaf, mudafun ilay. المضاف إليه معدود is جم and it's مجرور. طيب هذا قلم أحمر وهذا قلم أزرق وهذا قلم أخضر وهذا قلم أسود وهذا قلم أصفر. Meaning this pen is red or is it this is a red pen? Naam, if it was this pen, it would have to be هذا القلم, this pen. هذا القلم أحمر. But he didn't say هذا القلم, he said هذا قلم أحمر. That means أحمر is a knot describing قلم. And قلم is indefinite with تنوين, but أحمر does not have تنوين. Why? ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, so this is a red pen. And this is a blue pen, أزرق. And this is a green pen, akhdar. And this is a black pen, aswad. And this is a yellow pen, asfar. قالت زينب عندي مناديل كثيرة. Now, Zainab said, I have many handkerchiefs. مناديل كثيرة. هذا أبيض وهذا أصفر وهذا أحمر وهذا أزرق. نعم. نعم. This, يعني this one is white and this one is yellow and this one is red and this one is blue. قالت لها فاطمة, يعني قالت لها فاطمة, meaning she said to Fatima. Is that what it means? She said to Fatima? قالت لها فاطمة. Is Fatima to the subject or the object? Listen, the meaning of قالت لها is she said to her. Who said to her? Fatima said. Not she said to Fatima. Fatima said to her. Look, Zainab was speaking, right? Zainab said, I have many handkerchiefs. This one is white, this one is yellow, this one is red, this one is blue. Then Fatima said to Zainab, قالت لها فاطمة تو. Fatima is the fire, the one who did the speaking. Fatima too. Fatima said to her, to whom? To Zainab. When Zainab said, I have a lot of handkerchiefs, red, blue, green, all this, right? Then Fatima said to her, وَعِنْدَكَ مِنْدِيلٌ أَخْضَرُ or أَعِنْدَكَ أَعِنْدَكَ مِنْدِيلٌ أَخْضَرُ meaning? What's أخضر? Alaykum salam. Do you have a green handkerchief? Do you have a green handkerchief? I'm sorry. أَعِنْدَكِ مِنْدِيلٌ أَخْضَرُ أَعِنْدَكِ نعم. Do you have a green handkerchief? قالت. Who's قالت here? Okay. Fatima said to her, do you have a green handkerchief? And then she said, who's she?
Zainab.
قالت زينب لا. ما عندي منديل أخضر. Meaning? She said, no, I do not have a green handkerchief. قالت تلحة عندي مفاتيح كثيرة. نعم. تلحة said, I have many. عندي مفاتيح كثيرة. مفاتيح is the plural of مفتاح. I have many keys. هذا مفتاح الغرفة وهذا مفتاح الحقيبة وهذا مفتاح السيارة. This is the key of the room or the room's key. Now the key of my bag or briefcase. And this is the car key or the key of the car. Now all of these are مضاف مضاف إليه. مفتاح الغرفة مجرور because مضاف إليه. ومفتاح الحقيبة ومفتاح السيارة. قال صفيان في بلدنا مساجد ومدارس كثيرة. نعم. صفيان said in our country, in our land, there are مساجد ومدارس كثيرة. Many masjids and schools. وفنادق قليلة. And few hotels. أهؤلاء أطباء. Are these doctors? لا هم مدرسون وهم علماء كبار. They are teachers وهم علماء كبار. And they are big scholars, major scholars. نعم. Okay, this is the end of the text, the basic text for the lesson. And we saw some broken plural patterns here. We saw some ممنوع من الصرف. We saw مضاف مضاف إليه, نعت and منعوت and other things that we have taken in the past. Hopefully all of it is clear. Any question about what we read here in this text? Any question? طيب. What is remaining are a review of the categories of ممنوع من الصرف. But here we have the categories of ممنوع من الصرف in Arabic. Okay? Well, we went over them from the key, we read them in English. Now we're going to see them in Arabic. Alright? With examples. Examples of ممنوع من الصرف. And after that, we have a list of words that we're going to do an exercise with to identify each word. Why is it ممنوع من الصرف? Okay, let's look quickly through this page, 118, الممنوع من الصرف. It says, الأنواع الآتية من الأسماء ممنوعة من الصرف. What does it mean? الأنواع الآتية من الأسماء. الأنواع is the plural of نوع. الآتية, the following نوع, the following أنواع, types. من الأسماء of nouns. The following types of nouns are ممنوعة من الصرف. Okay, the following types categories of nouns, ممنون من الصرف. The first category are names like زينب, مريم, فاطمة, عائشة, مكة, جدة. What category do these names fall under? Feminine proper nouns. Second category, حمزة, أسامة, معاوية, طلحة. What category do these names fall under? Masculine proper nouns, أبو ترمبوتة. Third category, they broke down into two groups. In the key, they are mentioned as two separate groups. That's why they counted them as eight, because they broke these. This one, number three, they broke it into two categories. Okay, so that would have been three and four. Here, it's just numbered as three. So, Aleph, we have Uthmanu, Affanu, Sufyanu, Marwanu, Nu'manu. These come under what category? Masculine proper nouns, names of people that are ending with Maktum bi Aleph Noon. And Ba, which would be the fourth category, Kaslanu, Jawanu, Atshanu, Sha'banu, Mal'anu, are what? Under what category? Adjectives, ala wazn fa'lanu. Adjectives, ala wazn fa'lanu. The number four also is broken down into two categories. These would have been five and six. Categories five and six, but they made them as one category together because they share something. The first category is Ahmadu, Anwaru, Akbaru, As'adu. What category is this? Masculine proper nouns, ala wazn af'alu. And along with it, we have Abyadu, Aswadu, Ahmaru, Asfaru, Akhdaru, Azraku, which are what category? Adjectives also ala wazn af'alu. So these two categories, they put them as one, as number four. They would have been categories five and six because they numbered them in the key as separate categories. Masculine proper nouns on the wazn af'alu and adjectives ala wazn af'alu. The fifth category would have been our seventh category, okay? And that is Williamu, Edwardu, Londonu, Barisu, Pakistanu, Baghdadu, Ibrahimu, Ismailu, Ishaqu, Yaqubu, Yunusu, Yusufu. All of these come under what category? Non-Arabic, foreign proper nouns. Non-Arabic, foreign proper nouns. The eighth category, which they have made, is numbered here as number six, which would have been our eighth category. And they broke them down into four categories. All of them, what do they have in common, these four categories? They're all jam taksir, broken plurals. Okay, the first category is agniya'u, asdiqa'u, aqwiya'u, attibba'u. They're on the wazn of what? Af'ila'u. Wa alaykum as-salamu alaykum. The second category, fuqara'u, wuzara'u, zumala'u, ulama'u. Come under what? Wazn. Huh? Fu'ala'u. The third category, masajidu, madarisu, makatibu, fanadiqu, and daqa'iqu, come under wazn of what? Mafa'ilu. Mafa'ilu. And the last category, manadilu, mafatihu, fanajinu, karasiyu, come under wazn of what? Mafa'ilu. Okay, so these four patterns of broken plurals, they're all mamnu min al-sarf, and they all came as the eighth category. These are the categories that we looked at in the key. But here we have been given examples for each of those categories. They numbered them a little bit different, but it still came to eight categories. And after this, inshallah, after the salat, we're going to look at the words that we have been given as the exercise. Every word has to be identified, if it's mamnu min al-sarf or not, and if it's mamnu min al-sarf, why? Why is it mamnu min al-sarf? That's going to be our exercise after the salat. Inshallah. طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, inshallah we will continue with what we left off at before the salat in lesson number 22, book 1, Medina book. Before the salat, for those of you who have just arrived, before the salat, we went over the key to lesson 22, which mainly is dealing with primarily the eight categories of nouns and adjectives, which are diptotes or mamnu' min al-sarf. We went over those categories one by one with some examples, and then we also went through the text for lesson number 22, the Arabic text for lesson number 22. We went through it, we read it, translated it, we identified some of the nouns and adjectives which are mamnu' min al-sarf and their types, and finally We went through a list of categories, 8 different lists of words that are mamnu min as-sarf, and we identified each list, which category comes under, and those were examples for every category. At this point, we want to do the exercise for this lesson, which is a set of words, a large number of words. Some of those words are mamnu min as-sarf. They don't take tanween. And some of those words are not mamnu min as-sarf, and they do take tanween. And this exercise requires us to read each word one by one. Number one, you have to read the word correctly with its ending. Does it take tanween or not? And if it does not take tanween, we want you to identify that that word is mamnu min as-sarf and why it is mamnu min as-sarf. Yani, one of these 8 categories. Which category does it fit into? Which determines it to be mamnu min as-sarf. Okay, so we're going to look now at the bottom of page 118, which is the end of the 8 samples of words that are mamnu min as-sarf. We look at the bottom of the page where it says tamreen. Tamreenun. Exercise. There's only one exercise in this lesson. اقرأ الكلمات الآتية واكتبها مع ضبط أواخرها مع ضبط أواخرها. Read the following words and write them مع ضبط أواخرها, with accurate full pronunciation, vowelization of the endings of the words. Okay, that requires you what? To either pronounce the word with a single dhamma or double dhamma. If it's not mamnu min as-sarf, you read it with tanween. If it's mamnu min as-sarf, you read it without tanween. Is the exercise clear? You have to write it out. You're not going to write it in class. And maybe you're not even going to write it at home, but you're supposed to write it out. It's up to you. It would be better if you write it out. But if you don't, then what can I do? All right. We're going to read the words, inshallah, one by one. And we're going to identify that it is mamnu min as-sarf or it is not mamnu min as-sarf. MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair. I need this. I'm in need of this. I was looking in my pockets the other day trying to find something like this. Black seed candy. Jazakallah khair. Ya Jameel. Alright, y'all ready? Everybody's ready? Page 119. Now, Abdul Haq. No, just read one word and tell me is it mamnu min as-sarf or not. But read it with the ending. Again? I can't hear you. The ending, I'm not hearing. I'm not hearing the ending. I hear Muhammad, but I don't know Muhammad what.
Muhammad.
Yeah, but is it tanween on the end or not tanween? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Do you read Muhammad with tanween or not? Is it mamnu min as-sarf or not? No tanween? Should be tanween. Yeah, it should be read with tanween. Okay, because Muhammadun is not mamnu min as-sarf. It is not mamnu min as-sarf. So it should be read Muhammadun. Naam. Ahmed. Khalidun. Mamnu min as-sarf? لا نعم. Next one. مريم. ممنوع من الصرف. Why? Feminine proper noun. Because it's a feminine proper noun. Even though it doesn't have kalma buti, but it's a feminine proper noun. All feminine proper nouns are ممنوع من الصرف. نعم. Next word. Jameel. Fatima too. Is it mamnu min as-sarf? Yes, good, good. Why is it unknowing of self? Why? Huh? Parthi, that's a feminine name, right? It's a female, feminine proper noun. Now, Abdul Halim. Abbasun. Mamnu man asarf? La. Naam. Ibrahim. Hamzatu. Naam. Mamnu man asarf? Why? Masculine proper noun ends with ta marbuta. Naam. Sheikhana. Masajid. Is it mamnu man asarf or not? Yes, it's mamnu min al-sarf. Why?
Because mafa'il.
Okay, mafa'il. Naam. Masajidu without tanwin is mamnu min al-sarf because it's a broken plural on the wazn of mafa'il. Mafa'ilu. Mafa'ilu. Naam. Hanif. Kutubun. Mamnu min al-sarf? La. Naam. Abdul Haq. Second line. Aqlam. Is it mamnu min al-sarf?
Yes.
Huh? Aqlamun. It's not mamnu min al-sarf. Naam. Ahmed. Read it again. There's a long vowel, two long vowels. Naam, manadilu. Naam, mamnu min al-sarf? Naam, why? Mafa'ilu. Mafa'ilu. Naam. You could say he or you could say huwa. Depends on what it's referring back to. If you're referring back to a feminine word, then you can say here. If you're referring back to a masculine word, you say huwa. But if you say, I'm referring back to al-kalima, kalima is feminine, so you say here. Depends on how you use it in the sentence. If the word is masculine, refer back to huwa. If the word is feminine, refer back to here. Al-kalima you say here. Here. Al-kalima here, kaza wa kaza, whatever. Taib, manadil is mamnu min al-sarf because it's on the wazn of mafa'il. Naam, next word. Ibrahim. Buyutun, mamnu min al-sarf? No. Buyutun. Naam, next word. Can he? Good. Zumala'u. Plural of Zamir. Zumala'u. Is it mamnu min al-sarf? Naam. Why is it mamnu min al-sarf? It's a broken plural pattern on the wazn of what? Fu'ala'u. The plural of Zamir. Naam. Next word. Landanu. Mamnu min al-sarf? Naam. Why? Huh? Foreign proper noun. Mamnu min al-sarf. Naam. Next word. Ibrahim. Sufyanu. Mamnu min al-sarf? Naam. Limada. Why? Masculine proper noun that ends with alif noon. Hmm? Makhtum bi alif noon. Or khudira bi alif noon. Naam. Next word. Huh?
Hamidu.
Mamnu min al-sarf?
No.
No, not mamnu min al-sarf. Next word. Hanif.
Ahmadu.
Ahmadu. Mamnu min al-sarf?
Yes.
Naam. Why? Limadha?
Masculine proper noun.
Masculine proper noun. What kind of masculine proper noun? What is its wazn? F, أفعلوا أفعلوا masculine proper nouns على وزن أفعلوا and adjectives على وزن أفعلوا وممنوع من الصرف. نعم عبد الحق. Next line. إبراهيم ممنوع من الصرف؟ نعم. لماذا؟ Why? Foreign proper noun. Next word. Ahmed. Third line, second word. He did Ibrahim. Mecca to ممنوع من الصرف؟ لماذا؟ Why? Feminine proper noun. No. Next word. Zainabu. Mamnu min asarf? Not mamnu min asarf? Yes, mamnu min asarf. Limada? Why? Feminine proper noun. Next word, ya Jamil. جيد أصدقاؤه. That's a big word. The plural of صديق. Big word. ما شاء الله. أصدقاؤه. Is it ممنوع من الصرف؟ نعم. جم تكسير. Broken plural. على وزن what? أفعلاؤه. Next word. عبد الحليم. مدرسات. ممنوع من الصرف؟ لا. Next word. إبراهيم. محمود. ممنوع من الصرف؟ No. محمود. Masculine proper nouns in general are not ممنوع من الصرف. نعم. Next word. شيخنا. بغداد. ممنوع من الصرف؟
No.
No, he says. Yes, he says. Why is it ممنوع من الصرف? بغداد. Why? Fine. Huh? What did he say?
Not Arabic.
Oh yeah, not Arabic. Non-Arabic. Fine proper nouns. Now. Next line. First word. Fourth line. Hanif. جميل. ممنوع من الصرف? No, you should know that word, Jamil. That word, you're supposed to know it perfectly. Not ممنوع من الصرف. نعم, ذو كريم. Okay, Kabirun is not ممنوع من الصرف. Ya Abdul Karim. Can somebody pass? Here's the extra book. Somebody pass that to him? Page 119. He says, Kabirun is not ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, third, next word. Duhak. Akbar. ممنوع من الصرف?
Yes,
ممنوع من الصرف. Akbaru. Why? Nam, it's a, because it's a masculine proper noun, or it could be an adjective also. Ala wazn what? Af'alu. Af'alu. Ala wazn af'alu. Nam.
It also means
Nam. It also, when you make salat, you say Allahu Akbar. So we know Nam. Allahu Akbar. Next word. Mujtahid, is it ممنوع من الصرف? No. Mujtahidun means what? Hard working, diligent. Next word. Huh? Ta'weelun. ممنوع من الصرف? No. طويل. What does طويل mean? طويل. What is the plural of طويل? طوال. نعم. Next word. كسلانو جيد كسلانو is it ممنوع من الصرف yes why is it ممنوع من الصرف it's an adjective على وزن فعلان فعلان now what does كسلان mean lazy next word طلاب ممنوع من الصرف لا طلاب what does it mean students what is the singular طالب طالب next word إبراهيم فقراء ممنوع من الصرف ها نعم نعم لماذا why على وزن جم تكسير على وزن فعلاء broken plural on the وزن فعلاء نعم next word شيخنا next line علي ممنوع من الصرف no not ممنوع من الصرف next word حنيف باكستان ممنوع من الصرف ممنوع من الصرف باكستان why well actually it's because it's a foreign proper noun نعم it's really because it's a foreign proper noun نعم next word Ammarun is a masculine proper noun. It's not mamnu min al-sarf. Masculine proper nouns are not mamnu min al-sarf unless they end with tarmabuta. Next word, Abdul Haq. Sayarat, mamnu min al-sarf? Yes. Sayarat is the plural of what? Sayara. No, it's not. It's a sound. Sound feminine plural. Sound feminine plural. سيارات سيارات is not ممنوع من الصرف. نعم. أحمد. Next word. أحمر. ممنوع من الصرف. نعم. Why? لماذا? نعم. It's a وصف. It's صفة على وزن أفعل. Next word. Ismail. ممنوع من الصرف? نعم. ممنوع من الصرف. لماذا? Why? Find proper noun. Next word. نعم. باريس. باريس. Is it ممنوع من الصرف? نعم باريس لماذا وعايز ممنوع من الصرف لماذا anybody foreign proper nouns next line حليم باب ممنوع من الصرف لا إبراهيم ها oh I'm sorry yes قلم ممنوع من الصرف no قلم what is the plural قلم أقلام What's the plural of باب أبواب طيب next word مدارس ممنوع من الصرف نعم لماذا مدارس لماذا مدارس ممنوع من الصرف ها أو على وزن جم تكسير broken plural على وزن مفاعل مفاعل What is the singular of مدارس مدرسة school نعم next word نعم جدة ممنوع من الصرف نعم لماذا why feminine proper noun جدة what is جدة a city where in Saudi where in Saudi it's a port huh where About what? 200 miles from Mecca? Jeddah is 45 minutes from Mecca. If you travel 200 miles in 45 minutes, mashallah, that's over 200 miles an hour. Nah, it's only 45 minutes from Mecca. It's close. Maybe a long time ago you was going there when there were no roads and the old school yellow school buses. It might have taken 2 hours then, not today though. Jeddah. Nah, next word. Mafatih. Mamnu' min al-sarf or not? Okay, it's mamnu' min al-sarf because it's broken. What kind of broken?
Broken plural.
What kind of broken plural? What wasn't?
It's
Mafailu. 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 Next word. Abduha. Madrasa. Mamnu min al-sarf? Yes? Why is it? Limadha? Huh? Oh, because it ends with Tarmabuta. Okay, we're going to stop here for a moment. Now we're going to come back to this. No, we're going to stop here. It said Madrasa is Mamnu min al-sarf because it ends with Tarmabuta. Is it true that every word that ends with Tarmabuta is Mamnu min al-sarf? No. Only if it what? Huh? But why? Why do some words that end with Tarmabuta take Tanween and some don't? Some of them are Mamnu min al-sarf and some are not. Only if it's a feminine proper noun. Feminine proper noun. If it's a feminine proper noun with Tarmabuta or a masculine proper noun that ends with Tarmabuta, then it's Mamnu min al-sarf. But other words that end with Tarmabuta are not Mamnu min al-sarf. Common nouns that end with Tarmabuta are not Mamnu min al-sarf. Sayyaratun is not Mamnu min al-sarf. Shajaratun is not Mamnu min al-sarf. Okay, so these words like madrasa, madrasatun, shajaratun, sayyaratun, these are common nouns. They are not feminine proper nouns. They are common nouns. Proper noun means name of a person. A person's name or name of a city. Not the word that the noun that's used to describe a thing. That's a common noun. Okay? That's not the name of a person. Unless somebody's name is madrasa. That's somebody's name, then it would be Mamnu min al-sarf. If it's a feminine name, now. No, it's not Mamnu min al-sarf. Not by Tarmabuta. Tarmabuta only makes masculine proper nouns Mamnu min al-sarf. All feminine proper nouns are Mamnu min al-sarf. All of them. But just nouns that end with Tarmabuta, no. They are not Mamnu min al-sarf. Unless they are proper nouns. Taib, next word. Mal'an. Mamnu min al-sarf? Naam. Why is it Mamnu min al-sarf? Limadha? Because it's a wasf, adjective, ala wazn, fa'alan. Naam. Fa'alan. What is the meaning of mal'an? Full. Like a glass or a bowl or a container that's mal'an, it's full. Okay, next word. Last line. Makatib. Is it Mamnu min al-sarf?
Naam,
it's Mamnu min al-sarf. Makatibu. Why is it Mamnu min al-sarf? It's a broken plural. Ala wazn? Mafa'ilu. Mafa'ilu. Makatib, mafa'il. Makatib is the plural of what? Maktab. Is it the plural of mattaba or maktab? Maktabun. Makatibu, maktabun. Naam, desk or table or office. Next word. Naam. Qarib. Qaribun. Mamnu min al-sarf? No. Last word. Usama. Mamnu min al-sarf? Naam. Usama tu. Why? Limadha? Why is it Mamnu min al-sarf? Masculine proper noun ending with ta marbuta. Naam. Okay. Any questions about these categories? We have here 8 categories. Some of them are connected together in the examples that were given after the text of this lesson. Some of them are connected together. Like masculine proper nouns and adjectives that are on the wazn of af'alu. Those are brought together. Those are 2 categories that we can put together. And likewise, masculine proper nouns that end with, that are sealed with, or closed with, ana, alif, and noon, can be joined with adjectives, ala wazn fa'alan, because they both end with what? Alif and noon. And also, the feminine proper nouns can be joined with masculine proper nouns that end with tarmabuta, except that feminine proper nouns are all mamnu min as-sarf, whether they end with tarmabuta or not. As far as masculine proper nouns, they are not mamnu min as-sarf, unless they end with ta marbuta. And the last category is foreign proper nouns. Foreign proper nouns. Whether the names of people or places, foreign proper nouns, not common nouns, proper nouns, are mamnu min as-sarf, with the exception of masculine foreign proper nouns that are triliteral. And the middle letter, the ayn of the root, is sakin, has sukun. That is what we wanted to cover today, and there's still a couple of moments remaining. So what we want to do in the remaining minutes is look at what is added to this lesson. Okay, what is added to this lesson in the following lesson, 23, which is basically a continuation of this lesson. Alright, so if you look at the key for lesson 23, you'll see on page 58, briefly, you'll see on page 58, it says, lesson 23, we have learned before that a noun is in the genitive case when it is preceded by a preposition. For example, Bilalun, if it's preceded by a preposition, you say min Bilalin. Bilalun with Bamma becomes Bilalin with Kasra, Tanween. And likewise, if it has Alif Lam, Al Baytu, if it's following or if it's preceded by a preposition, you say Fil Bayti. So Al Baytu with Bamma becomes Fil Bayti with Kasra because of a preposition. So we're saying here what? The nouns are in the genitive case. They are Majroor if they are following a preposition. And likewise, nouns are also majrur if they are mudaf ilayhi. For example, bilalun, if it is in a idafa construction as the second part, the mudaf ilayhi, then bilalun will become bintu bilalin. Bilalun becomes bilalin because it's mudaf ilayhi, to bint, bintu bilalin. So it becomes majrur, or in the genitive case, because of idafa. And even if the mudaf ilayhi has alif lam, like al-mudarrisu, if you put it in idafa with the word kitab, you get kitabu al-mudarrisi. So al-mudarrisu becomes al-mudarrisi with kasra, majroor, in the genitive case, because it is the second part of idafa construction, kitabu al-mudarrisi. So we have 2 reasons here: prepositions, and the second part of idafa construction, the mudaf ilayhi, become majroor because it is following a preposition or because it is the second part of idafa construction. That's the rule that we had from lesson 4. And that's the rule that we've been following for 20 lessons or so, almost. But now we are saying, please note that a diptote, a word that's mamnu min as-sarf, in these 2 situations, when it's following a preposition or when it's mudafun ilayh, takes a fatha instead of a kasra. That is, the genitive ending in ordinary nouns is kasra, but in diptotes, mamnu min as-sarf, it is fatha. For example, bilalun, you say bilalun min bilalin, kitabu bilalin. But ahmadu, which is a word that's mamnu min as-sarf, if you said min ahmad, you don't say min ahmadi, you say min Ahmada. And you don't say Kitabu Ahmadi, but you say Kitabu Ahmada. So even though Kitabu Ahmad, Ahmad is mudaf ilayhi, and it is majrur, but the sign that is majrur is not kasra. Rather, the sign that is majrur is fatha, because it is mamnu min al-sarf. And words that are mamnu min al-sarf, when they are majrur, they don't take kasra, they take fatha. And likewise, min ahmada, Ahmad here is majrur, because it's following the preposition min, but the sign that is majrur is not kasra, it's fatha, because it's mamnu min al-sarf, alayhi salam. And similarly, with Ibrahimu, if it is marfoon, you take dhamma, but if it's following a preposition, it becomes majrur, min Ibrahima. Even though it's following a preposition, and it is majrur, but the sign that is majrur is fatha, not kasra, because it is mamnu min al-sarf. And finally, we have Kitabu Ibrahima. And here, in this case, Ibrahima is mudawfun ilayhi majrur. The sign that is majrur is not kasra, rather it is fatha, because it's mamnu min al-sarf. So in this case, we say Kitabu Ibrahim. Kitab is mudawfun, marfu'un, wa alamatu raf'ihi dhamma. And Ibrahimu is mudawfun ilayhi majrurun, genitive case. The sign that is majrur is fatha, because it's mamnu min al-sarf. So this is what we're going to look at in the next lesson. That is, words that are mamnu min al-sarf, when they're in the genitive case, instead of taking kasra, they take fatha. We don't say that they are mansub. We don't say they're mansub. We say they're majrur. But the sign of it being majrur here is fatha, because words that are mamnu min al-sarf, when they are majrur, their sign of being majrur is fatha. Alright? So if you understand that, then you have understood the next lesson, and we can finish the book right now if you like. Now, some people may have to go, so we won't finish it now. But we just look at the vocabulary words. We have three masks, right? Thalathatu. Well, they said, the explanation of the exercise is 1, 2, 3, and 4. It says, note that these nouns are diptotes. So they will have fatha instead of kasra. That is, masajidu and masjidun. Yani masajidu is the plural of masjidun. And it is mamnu min al-sarf. So if they are following the preposition, or if they are mudafun ilayhi, then remember that when they are in idafa and they're mudafun ilayhi, they do not take kasra, they're going to take fatha. They're saying, pay attention to this. So thalathatu masajid will be thalathatu masajida. Thalathatu masajida. Masajid here is the ma'dud, right? The ma'dud. And the ma'dud is always mudafun ilayhi majrur. But the sign that is majrur is fatha, because it is mamnu min al-sarf. And likewise, the same thing with four hotels. Arba'atu fanadiqa. Arba'atu fanadiqa. Arba'atu is the adad. Fanadiqa is the ma'dud. And the ma'dud is always mudafun ilayhi majrur. The sign that is majrur is fatha, because it's mamnu min al-sarf. And finally, five classmates. Khamsatu zumala'a. Khamsatu is the adad. It is marfu'un. The sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. And zumala is mudafun ilayhi. The ma'dud, mudafun ilayhi, majrur. Sign that is majrur is fatha, because it's mamnu min al-sarf. And then we have the vocabulary words. At-ta'if. Ta'if city. The city of Ta'if. It's not pronounced Ta'if. It's pronounced what? Ta'if. At-ta'if. And then we have Istanbul. Istanbul. City in Turkey. And we have Washington. City in the United States. Are there any other vocabulary words? That's it, huh? Good. So we only have three vocabulary words, and we only have one simple rule, that is, words that are mamnu min al-sarf, when they are following a preposition, or when they are mudafun ilayhi, they are majroor, but the sign that they are majroor is fatha instead of kasra. Okay, so we'll stop here inshallah. Your homework should be to write out the exercise that we did today and paying careful attention to why, which words are mamnu min as-sarf and why they are mamnu min as-sarf, and also going ahead and reading lesson number 23 from the beginning of it to the end of it and doing any exercises, and come prepared to class next week to finish the book. Next week inshallah we'll finish the book, and after that we'll start review. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We still have 3 minutes remaining, so if you'd like to just stay and do some more studying, you're welcome. If you'd like to leave, you may leave.